This is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to the Street Level Business Podcast. My CPA firm specializes in business and individual income taxes. If you would rather read this podcast, there is a link to the text version below the video. If you find this podcast informative, please take a moment and share it with your networks and contacts. Today's topic is, the government wants full access to your bank accounts and Venmo, what this will look like. There has been a lot of talk about the government's plans to gain access to our banking transactions. This is their plan as of today. Of course, this is subject to change. Let's hope this doesn't get placed into law at all. If the total transactions in any of your accounts exceed $600, for example, checking and savings accounts, PayPal, Venmo, and Cash App, those banks and payment systems will be forced to issue you a 1099 form, most likely a 1099-K. That form looks like this. If you receive this form, that means the IRS has been told you have income. You eventually will have to prove that these transactions are not income, or you'll be forced to pay tax on them. For example, during the year you have received $610 from friends who have Venmo'd you their portion of restaurant and other bills to pay for their portion as you used your credit card to pay the full bills. That $610 would be reportable on a 1099 form in your name and Social Security number to the IRS as income you have received. There have been other articles and podcasts downplaying all of this. Don't be fooled by them. Everyone I know has over $600 in transactions flowing through their bank and Venmo-like accounts annually. How does this play out? Well, the IRS, along with copies of your W-2s and other tax documents remitted to them, will now have this new 1099 reflecting income received in your Social Security number from your bank and cash-sharing apps. I have not read or heard any provision to only look at business accounts. That makes sense as they are targeting individual citizens. Deposits to business accounts are already being reported as income 99% of the time. If you fail to report this, the IRS can claim you have underreported your taxable income and send you a letter demanding the tax on that as well as penalties and interest. You will then have to prove that the amount shown on your 1099 was not income. This can be very hard to do. They are assuming a negative and will force you to change their assumption. This is almost impossible most times in any situation. Imagine your teenage child getting IRS notices for tax evasion. This may be enacted if we don't speak out. If enacted, the IRS can now demand that you send them all of the details of every transaction in the accounts in question. So if your bank or Venmo sends you a 1099, you can be forced to send your entire personal banking and Venmo history to the IRS. You'll be forced to provide this information. If you don't, they'll have the power to subpoena this directly from the bank or Venmo with the new powers that are part of these proposed laws. Again, this is a backdoor way of getting access to our private banking transactions that have nothing to do with our taxable income. If we allow them access to all of our banking transactions, this will allow them to rate and judge us on how we're spending our money, who we are spending time with, and what our total cash balances are. This is the cornerstone of China's social credit system, by the way. I put the links down in the description for ways that you can contact your senators and representatives. Please take some time and contact your federally elected representatives to let them know that if they vote for this, you will not be voting for them again. This is one of the most egregious proposed government overreaches I have seen in my 34-year career. This brings us to the end of this edition of the Street Level Business Podcast. Questions, concerns, call me on 732-673-0510. Thanks for listening. I hope you found this podcast informative. If you want to become a subscriber to my business and tax memos, please send an email to chriswhalencpa@gmail.com and I will add you. Remember, the moment you have a business or tax question is the moment you should be calling me. Have a great day.